Let's go to Buffalo and be joined by Buffalo head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and obviously another 24-6 victory over Akron for your Bulls to be 6-1 overall, bowl eligible. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
Very pleased with the overall performance, Ken. It was, especially defensively, to hold anyone to two field goals in a game in college football today is you're doing something right on the defensive side. We're, in the first half, bend didn't break, had a couple opportunities in the second half to kind of hold them out, got a penalty that took them out of the red zone. All in all, really happy with the way we played on the defensive side of the ball holistically, probably the best performance in a while. And offensively got off to a slow start, essentially. We're not in sync and some things, but the thing that really impressed me most with that side of the ball and our leadership, starting with obviously Tyree Jackson, but there's no panic. And at halftime, we threw an interception in the, going in to score, but never got frustrated, never got, anything of panic there. And I think, again, as this team continues to grow, those are the signs that you want to see and kind of were able to get some things on track the second half.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, a close game in the first half and then turning it over the second half. What was working more in the second half versus the first?
Well, I just think, again, we got a little more in continuity of what we wanted to do, got a good feel for how they were going to defend us, and I think we were able to establish a little bit better running game than what we had going the first half. And Jared Patterson, really had some a nice game, some nice runs when we needed a spark. And, again, Tyree made some big plays for us. And we're able to kind of create some things with his legs, which he hadn't done in a while, and I think he's got the confidence again now that if he needs to do those things, he's going to do it.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously another opportunity for your Bulls with a road game at Toledo. And when you take a look at a program consistency-wise that's up there in the Mid-American Conference, the Rockets are right there. When you take a look at film of the Rockets, talk about one of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively, but also that aura of Toledo Rockets football and being able to get over the hump for a program that you want to build there at Buffalo.
Well, yes. I mean, that's a loaded, set of questions there. But obviously, it starts with the program and the job that's been done there for a while. But especially the job that Jason Candle's doing, and have the utmost respect for Jason and his staff. You can tell with Jason's demeanor, his background is, being in a highly successful program like Mount Union and our familiarity with that program, you can see how steady he is in their approach to their football team. They had a bump in the road last week, but I know he's going to have them ready to play. And you can tell just through his background, Ken, is that each week's a new week, and you have, if you want to be a championship program, that each and every week is of its own, and you have to be ready to go, whether win or lose. And you can tell that's the approach that they've had throughout. And this is the first time we've played Toledo since we've been here, and so that's new. And it was, I was thinking as we started to see film, even in some of the crossover with West Division schools, or as we cross division things, we did in our early years didn't have a lot of film of them unless we went searching to do research on what they're doing. So a lot of excitement about that, and of course we're playing the defending conference champion at their place, so it's going to be a big challenge for us.
One of the effective statistics from your win over Akron certainly was that third down efficiency, being 8 of 17 at 47%. Just talk about the success you've had lately there with third down efficiency and your offense being able to just keep the chains moving and ultimately putting points on the board.
Yeah, and I, that's a great point, Ken, because we hadn't been doing that the last couple weeks, and that's kind of where, being in sync, whether it be the Central Michigan game or the Army game, our third down conversions were not very good. And you can see when you get a better chance to get in rhythm and have a good feel for that, and whether it be running the ball or through the air with Tyree, KJ Osborne came up with big plays again, and again, if you can do that and keep the sticks moving, you got a chance to come up on the right side of the win column, and it was great to see us do that.
When you take a look at Toledo and their offense, one of the things that kind of jumps out is maybe perhaps a characterization of being balanced with their running game, and ultimately the effectiveness of their quarterback being good at both the run and the pass, and then their talented wide receivers. Talk about that aspect of your defense playing really well and having one of their better games last week going up against this Rockets potent offense.
Yes, it's going to be, like I said, our defense did have a good game, but it'll be probably their biggest challenge to date. You're talking about the top scoring offense in our conference, and total offense, they're right there. But and much has been made in it, and it should be. Saying the receiving corps is rated by many top 10 receiving corps in the country, not just a group of five schools, and their talented athletes on the outside, multi-dimensional quarterback, but their ability to balance the run with that makes that, like you said, that offense pretty potent. Three games well over 50 points, a game over 60, and then add to it their ability to be explosive in special teams, with being, really, they are actually all four special teams units, Ken, they are one or two in our conference in like kick return, punt, kickoff coverage. So that tells you that they have a great opportunity to control the, the field position game with those units. So we're going to have to be sound in all three games to get a road victory.
For your Bulls, obviously not to look too far down the road, but how excited are you to see how your Bulls perform this week on the road against Toledo in this type of game, now that we're into the thick of late October and teams bowl eligible, and you want to see what you have, don't you?
Well, yeah, we found out what bowl eligibility really meant last year, so we've got a lot of football to play yet. So that thing, that was, we can quickly turn the page on that. I think the nice thing about things is that we've worked hard. Our players have, I say we, the players and our assistant coaches have worked extremely hard to try to be in this type of position, and I'm happy for all of them to get there and to be able to go, like I said, to the defending conference champion and play a highly meaningful game for us after some of the other challenging road games that we play and have yet to play yet this year. It's a great opportunity, an exciting one, and one we need to embrace. And like you said in earlier question and statement, is if when we want to build our program for the long term, this is one of these programs we would like to emulate. And there's no better way to get a measuring stick on what you're trying to do when you go play at their place and line up against them.
Well, Lance, we'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. Congratulations on your victory. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday afternoon. And we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. You have a great week as well.
Thank you, Lance, again for Buffalo coming off a 24-6 win over Akron in that game against Tyree Jackson. 212 yards passing and a touchdown, and he added 57 yards rushing as Buffalo again with that 24-6 win, improving to 6-1 on the year and bowl eligible already after week 7. For Buffalo, they will be at Toledo at noon Eastern. Again, that game on ESPN Plus, as well as Raycom Sports, as that game is available at the NBC affiliate in Buffalo, WGRZ, and also the CBS affiliate in Toledo, WTOL.